In the first house we owned as a couple, the lounge needed decorating. There was damage to the walls in a number of places, I think caused as we ripped the old wallpaper off, but you never know. And so we decided, in our limited wisdom, that we'd cover over this damage so people wouldn't see it. And so we wallpapered over it, thinking that this would cover it all up. Oh, how wrong we were. Every time I walked into the room, my eye was drawn to what in my eyes were this obvious damage that was hidden under, or not so hidden, under the wallpaper. We had done, in my eyes, a poor job at covering it up. And many of us treat Christmas a bit like we treated the wallpaper in our lounge. We love the food. We enjoy the presents. We enjoy the decorating of the house, the lights we see around us. We enjoy the time off. Perhaps we enjoy the time with family, the whole sort of festival sort of feeling that our country has at this time of year. Also, it's a busy time as well. There's lots to do, lots to buy, lots to work out, lots of traveling for some people to do as well. And we hope that if we paint, if we paper over our lives with the happiness, with the busyness of Christmas, that for this short period of the year, we'll be able to cover up the cracks that are in our lives and in our families. Cracks such as what we see in the news all around us, the cost of living, the crisis that's going on in our country, what's going on with inflation, the various wars that we see going on around the world that perhaps disturb our peace of mind, the hostility that we feel increasing in our country towards different minority and vulnerable groups, the loneliness that perhaps we feel throughout the rest of the year. Our news is full of all sorts of these things. Our lives are full of all of these things. Now, we know even just in our own families that there are arguments. There are falling outs. There's bitterness. There's pride in our hearts. Our families and our lives and our hearts are full of all of these things. And all of these things bring more and more cracks into our lives, don't they? As our lives get full of stress and tears and depression and the like. And we hope that Christmas will act a bit like a bandage, that we can wrap round these things, that will somehow hold these cracks together a bit more so that we can not look at them and not see them, that we can, just in my lounge, sort of wallpaper over them and hope that we can ignore them, at least for this bit of the year. But all of these cracks that appear in our lives are just symptoms of something much worse. They're symptoms of the sin that is in our lives, the sin that is in the lives of everyone in the world, the sin that is in and affects the world around us. They're symptoms of the anger and the wrath of God upon humanity because of our sin, because in our hearts we naturally reject God. We naturally hate God and hate other people. We're indifferent to what's going on around us, more interested in ourselves. Now, trying to cover all of this up, trying to cover all of our sin and all these cracks up with the happiness and the busyness of Christmas is like, I don't know if you've ever been out at Christmas time and you've fallen for this, you know, buy this 10 meters of wrapping paper for 50p. And when you get home, it's like trying to wrap a present with that really thin sort of toilet paper that just breaks really easily. Like you end up sort of poking a hole through it. Now imagine you had that really terrible wrapping paper and you decided that you were going to try and wrap over or cover over the Grand Canyon with it. Well, you know that it's going to go wrong. You know you're going to keep tearing it and messing up, and birds will keep poking a hole in it as they fly through. And you know it's not going to make really any difference to the hole in the ground, and that cover is going to be so easily broken. And if anything, if we're honest with ourselves, if someone tried to wrap the Grand Canyon with big red and green Christmas paper, it would just make it more obvious there was a big hole in the ground. We'd be like, what's that? There's this big, maybe that from the ISS in space, they'd be like, there's this big wrapped thing. What's going on with that? And so in the same way, so very often, as we try to wrap the cracks in our lives with the busyness and happiness of Christmas, just like my wallpaper job in my first home, it just seems to draw our attention, really, to what is in our lives the rest of the year. It's a bit like when you tell someone, don't look over there, and what do? They look over there, don't they? How many people at this time of year, even with the happiness and the busyness, how many people feel particularly lonely at Christmas, particularly depressed at Christmas time? Someone was mentioning to me this morning, just about how this time of year the Samaritans, phone lines, the volume of calls increase, don't they? Because Christmas draws our attention to the loneliness, to the depression, to the cracks that exist in our lives. But as we've heard this morning in the readings, as we've heard sung to us, as we've sung in the songs, that the joy and the glory of Christmas is so much more than just the tree, than the presents, than the family, than the food. And even with how great all of that stuff is, it all pales into insignificance in the comparison to the true glory and joy of Christmas. And the true glory and joy of Christmas is that Jesus, God, came into the world to dwell with us and to deal with our sin, to truly deal with what causes all of those cracks in our lives. In the reading from Micah that we had right at the start, we heard how Jesus is the king that God had been promising from the beginning of time, right back from into Adam and Eve, who would come and who would deal with our sin, who would come and deal with the devil and all of his works, who would come and would lead us back to God. Micah promises a king, and we heard this again in the last reading. Micah promises a king who will care for us like a shepherd for his sheep. I think about, I'm not sure if you've ever paid attention to what goes on in the lives of shepherds, that they're out, aren't they, in all sorts of weathers with their sheep, whether there's a storm going on, that they're there, whether there's a drought going on, they're taking their sheep to find water, whether there are wolves, they're there with their sheep protecting them and fighting off the wolves, whether the sheep falls into a ditch, the shepherd's there, isn't he, getting the sheep out of the ditch again, when the sheep wanders off it and get lost, the shepherd goes after the sheep, doesn't he, and drags it back from wherever it's taken itself, back into the flock, back into safety, back into the place where it can be fed and looked after and cared for. And just like it with a shepherd and the sheep and all the sheep gets into it and faces, so with Jesus and his people. Jesus will be with us when we go through those cracks and struggles of life that sin brings into our lives. He'll be beside us through all of it. He'll care. He'll lift. He will carry his people during those times. But ultimately, the joy and the glory of Christmas is that Jesus is going to lead his people into a forever peace with God, a future that's full of real and forever happiness and joy and comfort and security. In this life, we will always be affected by those cracks of sin that sin brings into our lives. But we have a promise of a future with Jesus where there is none of that anymore, no sin, no tears, no sorrow, no pain, no suffering, no depression. All of that gone, all of that forgotten. Only a time of forever and perfect happiness and joy and comfort and security. That is so much better than any of the stuff that we fill our lives with here. Any of the happiness of Christmas that we cover our lives with. Think about the wise men who we know about in the Christmas story. From the outside, they had it all, didn't they? They had the position. They were men that even King Herod had to show respect to. They had the wealth to embark on a massive journey from the east to where Jesus was, and to bring such lavish and expensive gifts and presents. And yet even they recognized their need to come this great distance, to come and worship Jesus, to come and worship this new king. Because they recognized that what they needed was to worship Jesus. What they needed was this this forgiveness of sins that only Jesus can bring. The wise men show us then that when we look at this baby in a manger at Christmas time, we shouldn't just see a baby, but we should see God's king. We should see God's caring, loving king. We should see God's answer to sin and suffering. And so that's the question that Christmas brings us every time it comes round. Have we recognized who Jesus is? Do we, when we look at him, do we just see a story and a baby? Or do we see a king and a savior and an answer to sin? Do we see God come into the world as a man? Have we recognized our need to come and to worship him, to bow down before him, to come to him for forgiveness of sins, to come to him in repentance of our rejection of God previously? Do we know, have we recognized that to receive real and true and lasting joy, the real and true lasting joy of Christmas, to be part of the glory of Christmas, that we need to accept Jesus as our Savior and as our Lord? That's the only way to get the real joy of Christmas. That's the only way to have your sins forgiven. That's the only way to have Jesus come into your life as your king and your shepherd, and to be with you through your life, and to take you and lead you through the storms and the cracks and the sufferings of life, there beside you every step of the way, leading you to heaven, where there will be just joy and laughter and love forever. There is nothing else in all of this world, nothing in any of us that can deal with sin, that can deal with its effects, that can deal with the cracks in our lives, that can deal with the wrath of God that is coming against us because of our sin. Only Jesus can deal with that for you. Only he can deal with your sin. Only he can care for you fully in the cracks that sin causes. Only he can deal with the anger of God against you. Only he can bring you into that peaceful relationship with God. And he will do it for you if you come and worship and trust and follow him. Christmas, and it's this yearly reminder to come to Christ, to come and see who he truly is, to come and recognize what the glory of Christmas is, to receive from him, when you come to him trusting and in faith, sins forgiven, the care of the Almighty Jesus in the cracks of your life, peace with God, a future with no sin and no cracks, just joy. This morning, if you haven't yet, don't miss out on the real joy of Christmas. Don't allow the sparkliness of the festival around us to distract you from what the glory and real joy of Christmas is. Dwell on Jesus this season, because he is the glory, he is the true joy of Christmas.